Welcome to the Balanced Mind. My name is Dune Bicycle, and on today's show we are talking about something that happens in almost every friendship, every marriage, and every family. It's a magic trick. Our brains play on us, but it's a trick that usually ends up in a fight. It's a habit of putting words in people's mouths. We've all been there. You're having what you think is a normal day. You're talking to someone you really care about. Maybe it's a friend you've known for years. They say something to you, and in their head, they think they are being nice to you. They think they are giving you a compliment. But by the time those words travel from their lips through the air and into your ears, something went horribly wrong. Your brain twists the words. It changes the meaning. You don't react to what they actually said. You react to what this thing inside you feels like. In your chest. In that split second, you take their words, you throw them in a bin, and you stuff a brand new mean sentence into their mouths. You make them the villain so you can feel like a victim. Look at a common example that many of us can relate to. Imagine you are at a bar, or at a family or a friend's hanging out. A friend looks at you and says, "You know, I really love your personality. It's such a great guy. And it's great to have you around." Now, if you're having a good day and you feel confident, you'll probably just say thank you and feel happy about it. But let's say you're someone who's secretly struggles with your own value. Maybe deep down, you always worried that people like you because you are the funny one. You feel like you're a clown for everyone's entertainment. You worry that if you weren't making jokes, then no one would like to talk to you. When your friend says the word personality, your brain doesn't hear a good person, it hears performance. Your internal translator glitches. It takes the compliment and turns it into a slap in the face, because what you hear is in the line of this: "I only like you because you keep me entertained. You aren't a real friend. You're just a guy who tells jokes." Does that maybe hit a note in your heart? And before you even think about it, you snap back. And you get loud. And you say, "So, I'm nothing more than a clown to you. I'm just here to make you laugh, right? stop right there and look at the moment. Your friend never used the word clown. They never mentioned entertainment. They were trying to build a bridge. But because you felt the sting in your heart, your own insecurities, you burned that bridge down. You punished them for a thought they never had. Why is it much easier to react to a feeling than it is to react to facts? It's because of our internal filter. Think of it like wearing a pair of sunglasses. If the lenses are blue, everything you see is blue. So if your internal filter is made of insecurities, everything you hear will sound like an insult. If you believe deep down that you are lesser than or that you are just a joke, your brain will look for proof to back it up. When a compliment comes in, it doesn't fit the mean story you tell yourself. So to make the compliment fit, your brain rewires it. It's actually a defense shield. It feels safer to get angry and attack the other person than it is to be vulnerable and accept that they might actually like you. We will also do this because we think we are mind readers. We think we know what people really mean. We stop the words coming out of their mouth and start to guess their hidden agenda. But here's the problem. How do we decide what someone else's think or do? Because you stop being a friend and you start being their judge. You've already found them guilty of a crime they haven't even committed. You aren't talking to the person in front of you anymore. You're talking to a ghost you created in your head. The biggest danger in all of this is the feeling the feeling is real, but the facts are false. The hurt you feel is 100% real. Yes. Your heart rate goes up. Your face gets red and hot. But just because you feel insulted doesn't mean you were insulted. When we act on our feelings instead of our facts, we destroy relationships that could have been beautiful and life-lasting. Before we go into our first break, I want you to ask yourself, what is the word you're most afraid of? Is it maybe clown? Is it maybe lazy? Or unvaluable? Because that is the word you are going to try and stuff into people's mouths the next time you feel a sting. As you go, think about that. Let's enjoy the music and we will come back with our second part. See you now. So we had the clown moment, and suddenly you feel like the air is thick. The tension is high. You accuse someone of saying something they didn't say, or they've done the same to you. So what do we do next? In our world today, we are being trained to take the emergency exit, right? We've been sold a lie that if a relationship is not right, is not comfortable. When a relationship is comfortable, it should be easy. We see people on social media with the perfect friendships and the perfect lives. And we think that if we have a misunderstanding in a relationship, then there's a big red flag or a red light saying this relationship is not gonna work. Watch out, watch out. Stay safe, stay safe. We think that if a relationship feel like work, then it's not meant to be. So, the moment things get heavy, we look for the door. We block the person and we end the friendship. And we tell ourselves we're protecting our inner peace. But are we really? Or are we just afraid of hard work? Let's think about it in this way. We all want a perfect, pre-polished relationship or pre-built relationship. We just want to walk into the friendship like it's a brand new, perfect house. We want the walls painted. We want the lights working. The grass must be cut. But the truth is, there is no such thing as a pre-built relationship. Every real deep connection is a construction site. Meaning, we need to build friendships. When you start building a life or a friendship with another human being, it is going to be messy. There is going to be dust. It's going to be loud. Sometimes you're going to trip over a tool the other person left on the floor. And sometimes, like in that clown moment, sometimes someone is going to hit a water pipe and cause a massive leak. In a construction relationship, when the leak happens, you don't burn the house down. You don't scream that the house is toxic and move to a different neighborhood. You grab a wrench and you get your hands dirty. You stay on the job site until the water is stopped. You keep on building. But in an emergency exit culture, we became lazy. We rather find a new house where there aren't any leaks yet. But guess what? Eventually, every house gets a leak. Every relationship hits a misunderstanding. If you keep taking the exit, you're going to spend your whole life in show houses that never feel like home. Taking the exit feels like winning in the moment because you get to keep your story perfect. You get to go home and tell your other friends, I was right. They were wrong. And I don't need that drama in my life. You don't have to look in the mirror and ask the hard questions. You just ignore them because it's all about them, nothing to do with you. You don't have to ask, what did I do? Or something like this. Wait, did I put words in their mouth? Did I overreact because of my own insecurities? If you take the exit, you don't have to do the construction work of an apology. You don't have to feel the embarrassment of saying I was wrong. But here is the price you pay. You end up with a life full of half-built houses. You have 50 acquaintances you have a beer with, but zero anchors you can call when life falls apart. Why is that? Because a deep anchor relationship requires surviving the construction phase. The strongest relationship aren't the ones that never have problems. They are the ones where both parties agree to stay in the room when the roof is falling in. Building a relationship is heavy lifting. It takes muscle. It takes time. It means being willing to stay in the room when you're angry. It means saying, I'm going to stay here until we both understand what happened. That is much harder than walking away, but it is the only way to get the house that actually withstands all the storms of life. People want easy relationships because they aren't willing to build. They want the fruit, but they don't want to plant the tree. If you want a good, strong relationship, you have to stop looking for the exit sign and start looking for your tools and start building. So, what if you decide to stay on the construction site? If you decide you want to build, you're going to hit a very hard part in your relationship and something that you need to know about, and that is the process of forgiveness. We talk about forgiveness like it is a nice thing to do. We say forgive and forget like it is an easy deleting, as easy as deleting a text message. But real forgiveness is gritty, it's heavy. And for many of us, it's a very scary thought because we don't actually understand what forgiveness is. To understand what it is, let's look at what is forgiveness not. To understand why forgiveness is important, we have to talk about what it is not. First, forgiveness is not saying that what the person did is okay. It's not condoning the behavior. If someone hurts you or puts words in your mouth, you aren't saying you know what, it's fine, let them do it, and let them keep on doing it. The thing is, you can forgive someone and still say, that was wrong and it hurt me. You can still say that. Secondly, forgiveness is not forgetting. Your brain is built to remember things that hurt you so you can protect yourself. That is part of having boundaries in your life, protecting your own heart. Forgiveness doesn't mean you have a memory loss. It means you change the power of that memory over you. You stop using the memory as a weapon to hit the other person every time you have a new argument. So there's this hot coal theory. Think of it in this way. Holding on to a grudge is like holding onto a hot coal in your bare hands, waiting to throw it at the other person. And you are the one that gets burnt, not the other person. When you refuse to forgive, you are the one losing sleep. You are the one with the knotted stomach. You are essentially tied to the person who hurt you. You've given them room in your mind, rent free, and they are making you miserable. Forgiveness isn't a gift for the other person. Forgiveness is a gift for you. It's the act of putting the hot coal down. It's underlining, untying the rope that keeps you stuck in the past. When you get back to our construction site, forgiveness is like the cement between the bricks. It is what allows the relationship to bend, to be elastic, to learn, to grow without breaking. There is not one single relationship on this planet, not a marriage, not a friendship, that hasn't needed a second chance. If we don't have a way to give second chances, every relationship will end the moment the first mistake is made, and we will never have relationships in our lives. But a second chance isn't a free pass, it's a new plan. If you forgive someone for a misunderstanding, you're saying, you know what, I value who you are, and I value more than this mistake you made. That is a powerful thing to say and understand. That sentence creates a safe zone where both people can be human and make mistakes without being afraid the other person is going to run for the exit sign. However, you have to be careful. A second chance is only a second chance if the behavior changes. if someone does the same thing over and over, that is not a mistake. That is what we call a pattern. Real strength isn't walking away. Real strength is the ability to look at the wound, acknowledge it, and then decide to heal it. It's the ability to say, I am choosing peace over my pride. And so we've talked about the translation error and the construction site and the power of forgiveness. But there's one big question left. How do we learn when I'm sorry is actually sincere? We've all heard stories, right? That didn't feel quite real. It's just a word. We've all been in a spot where someone says the words, but our gut tells us they don't really mean it. So how do we tell the difference? I like to look at a sorry scale. On the one side, you have a cheap sorry. Just a word, just saying sorry. A cheap sorry is just a tool to get you to shut up. It's what people say when they are tired of the drama. They want to go back to watching television. It sounds like this. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Sorry you feel that way. Can we drop it now? Okay. I said my sorry. Okay, let's move on. Notice what people say there. They didn't apologize for what they did. They apologized for how you felt. I'm sorry you feel that way. They shifted the blame back onto you. That isn't an apology. That is a dismissal to shut you up. But let's look at the other side of the scale. You have on the other side, a costly sorry. Now, a costly sorry is sincere because it cost the person their pride. It sounds something like this. I see how my words hurt you. I realize I wasn't being careful with your feelings. I was wrong taking responsibility. I take responsibility and I want to fix it. So a sincere apology owns the mistake. It doesn't make excuses. But the biggest test of a sincerity isn't the worst. It is in the changed behavior. An apology without change is just manipulation. If someone says, I'm sorry I put words in your mouth, but then they do it 10 minutes later again, then we know that the sorry were empty. Sincerity is proven over time. It's proven the next time you have a disagreement. Do they stop? Do they listen better? That is the only real metric. So as we wrap up this episode, so we've talked about relationships and when we want to build them, we need forgiveness. But I know many of us had friendships in the past who were so valuable to both parties. And maybe someone said something they shouldn't have said. Maybe your friend didn't consider your feelings or your life. Guys, remember we are human beings and we are relational beings. But if you feel if you feel that you've been hurting too long and you've been walking around with the hurt of a friend and you struggle to get over it and you struggle to forgive, why not make contact with me? I am a supportive counselor and I'm here to help you to work with you with these feelings, with the friendship, and help you to work at it in order to put it behind you. But then there's also those of us who has hurt someone else and we feel bad about it and we don't know what to do. Well, it's gonna take guts to say, you know, I've been wrong. I wronged someone. But that's the part where you take ownership and you say, yes, I have done something wrong, but I can do something about it and I want to save this friendship. If that is you and you struggle with words, with feelings, and don't know how to put it into words, why not contact me? And we can work together. We can take responsibility and I can help you to put together your life in a better way so that you do not end up hurting people like you did before, but you can grow into a better person and you can be more responsible with your friendships. So why not, if you struggle with these thoughts, contact me and we will make an appointment and we will sit and we will plan this thing out. Also remember that if you said sorry, if you apologized, and another party does not respond to your apology, and they ignore you, and they say that you've hurt them too badly and they can never trust you again. Well, and they don't want to save the friendship. You know what? It is their responsibility. As long as you said you're sorry and you owned your mistake and you're willing to rectify it, then you have done your job. If you have done those things and the other party does not want to continue in the friendships, it is best to put a stop to the friendship altogether and let the person go in peace. Holding on to something that's not gonna happen is not good for a person. I do understand in romantic relationships it is even harder. but the principles are the same. We are not meant to live to regret the whole time. We are not meant to only have one or two friends. Let's learn, let's mature and build better friendships. I just want to say, recently I made that mistake and I lost a very good friend. And I'm really sorry about it. And I owned what I did. But there was no real response after my apology. Then I need to say, you know what? Go in peace. But many years ago, I had a very close friendship. And we were like brothers. And then something happened and we said we would never be friends ever again. 2 years later, we came together and we worked it out. We worked our friendship out. Until today, that is one of my best relationships I ever have. I can truly, honestly testify that it is possible for people to be reconnected. Most of the time when you reconnect, you are even better friends than you were before, because there was forgiveness, and in the relationship there's more bending and more understanding. If you wish to contact me, please do so on the Dion Bicycle page on Facebook. Or you can just email me at dionlabo@gmail.com. So let's wrap up today's episode. As we bring this episode to a close, I want you to remember that relationships aren't easy because people are perfect. They are strong because people are willing to do the construction work. If you've been suffering, you have been turning your friends into clowns because of your own insecurities. The first step is to own it. And you need to tell them, reach out, say, I reacted to a feeling, not to facts. That is how you stop breaking down the relationship. If you've been looking for emergency exit, I want to challenge you to put down the exit sign and pick up a hammer. Stay in the room. Do the work, and build a proper relationship. Forgiveness isn't the sign of weakness. It's a blueprint for a relationship that actually lasts. Don't settle for easy relationships that blow away in the wind. Build something that withstands through life. We've covered a lot of ground today. Now go into your week, look at your friendships, see where you stand in your friendships, and we will see one another again in the following week. From my side, Dion Bicycle, I hope you have a good week. Remember to have a balanced mind when it comes to friendships.